Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There also was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. We are presented with this celebration of the beginning of Jesus' life, of the fact that he was the hope of Israel, that he came fulfilling the law, living according to the law, and presented to the Lord from the very beginning. But more important, the presentation is important, but this encounter with Simeon and with Anna are also so very important, as it was for the early church a reminder that Jesus came and was recognized. He didn't just all of a sudden show up when he was 30 years old and beginning his ministry. It's from the very beginning, from the moment of his conception with the angel Gabriel, to his birth with the shepherds and the magi, to his presentation in the temple, recognized by Simeon and Anna, Christ continues and has formed the foundation of what will happen and is going to be, we're going to experience in the Gospels, that he is the fulfillment of the hope of the people. Not only is he the fulfillment of the hope of Jewish community and of their life of faith, but he's also our hope, that he has come for us. And he's come to transform us. It's not just to save us, to say, I've done something for you, but in the end, what he hopes to do, what he expects and wants to do and accomplishes in us is a whole change of mind and heart. When we look at the very first reading today from the book of Malachi, he says, you know, that he will send the Lord amongst us, and the one for whom we hope for, the one that we hope, that we seek, the one that will complete our lives. But then it says, then he is going to be like a refiner's fire or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying us. And that is what we open our hearts to. Not just that we say we have the Lord or he's done something for us, but he is doing something for us inside. He is refining us by the power of his word. He is making us his family, his for his kingdom. He is transforming us in the depths of our being and taking us and moving us just from being in the world to be ready for the kingdom of heaven. And so as we listen, as we continue to listen to scriptures this year and in these coming weeks, we will continue to allow Christ to speak to us, to move our hearts, to transform us, to purify us, to call us to a cleaner heart and to cleaner desires, to call us to live the gift of his life to the world. And so we bring our petitions and our needs to the Lord now, asking for that grace of his love to continue to open us to the gifts that Christ has for us.